friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Dan Manigan. I'm Andy Baskin. This hour, we've got a ton of interviews coming up. Merrill Hodge is going to join us, former running back. We're going to talk to him at 11.20. Tom McCarthy is calling the game. NFL on CBS. He'll be with us at 11.40. Coming up next hour, man, Chris Ostenheimer will talk Guardians with us. Tim May, 12.40, will talk a little Buckeyes with us. We also have Two Keys and a Lock coming up. And you know at 1.40, which is a little bit off here, but at 1.40, we will do quick predicts. So you tell us the score of the Browns-Ravens game, and then you'll give us Monday morning's headline. Again, that is at 1.40, and it is well-known now in its 14th season, by the way. Do you know that, right?
It's a beautiful thing.
We'll do quick predicts at that point. If you want to hop in on the show, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Jeff is off today. Dan is in. Can the Browns win this game and how? I want to talk about that in this segment. But Dan, first of all, I'm gonna 3 minute story here, just because this story to me is fascinating. It has nothing to do with the Browns game, but it is. You tell.
So I'm doing grocery shopping yesterday, and I'm driving back home, and I look over to my right and I see a bunch of kids all wearing the same shirt. And I go, okay, what?
A team?
Yeah, it's got to be some kind of a team. Yeah. Got to be something like that going on. All of them under the age of 10.
Okay.
Again, I'm doing this from my car, so it's just kind of...
You're driving, or you're going home, or you're going
driving
to
driving home, doing grocery shopping, you know, stopping at a couple different stores to get stuff as miscellaneous sales going on.
Okay.
And I see a bunch of kids wearing the same shirt running.
Okay.
I go, oh, that's interesting. Drive by a little bit farther, realize they're running in a graveyard. I see headstones all around me.
Wait, what?
Yeah, headstones all over it. These kids are like doing a lap around an old graveyard. Like, you know how like sometimes you'll drive and you'll see a bunch of houses, then there'll be a graveyard and a bunch of houses that'll follow it there. It's not like one of the super big cemeteries.
Yeah.
You know, nice. It just seems like one of those that's been there for a very long time. They're running in a graveyard. If you're a runner, give us a call. Because is this a thing? Do runners run in graveyards?
Okay, well, let's be honest.
I've never heard of this.
Can we be honest? I mean, running in a graveyard is probably pretty safe.
That's true.
How are we going to run into? And if you're running on the outside of the graves, right, who's going to bother you?
Right, and they were on the cement part of it. They weren't, like, running, you know, back and forth. You know,
it was brilliant.
Exactly. They're just going around the graveyard. Like, is this a thing? You run in a graveyard?
Dan, like, I can say in college I used to run and take walks in the cemetery next to campus.
Really? You used to run and take walks at the cemetery?
Was that at Syracuse?
Did it creep you out at all?
It doesn't bother me, which
Anthony,
is probably
was it,
why.
Was that, that's Anthony Lund popping in here too, by the way. Is it, was that at Syracuse?
Yeah.
Was the football team in the graveyard while you're running around or no?
Wow.
Too soon? Too soon?
That's hurtful.
Tough game last week, man. Tough game.
They won.
They won, but still kind of a tough game.
But
I would expect more against UConn.
Like Dan said,
there was an offensive lineman that transferred from Syracuse over to UConn, man. I think he had Orangeman's number last week.
Like Dan said, nobody's going to run into you. Like during the day, it's very safe. Even like at dusk, it's safe. It was peaceful. This is a nice place to run around.
It's just kind of weird. Why?
Was there anything weird about it?
I mean, they were all wearing the same shirts as they were running, which was made kind of weird in itself.
Keeps the ghosts away, doesn't it? If you're all wearing the same shirt.
It's just not a place that I think you would, and especially a bunch of kids to have them go run. Like, again, I guess it's
safe. Do you know
how
much faster your time would be if you had Jason Voorhees running behind you? That old school, old Gary Cheever's mask on?
If you're getting haunted the whole darn time, yeah, you probably would move pretty darn fast.
I'm just saying, man. Let's be honest. I mean, most cemeteries are pretty places.
It was just,
I'm telling you. If you've never been to Lakeview Cemetery, you have missed a monumental part of Cleveland history.
I'm not a runner or anything like that, so I don't know these things. Like, is this like a secret running thing of like, hey, some of the best paths you're going to run into in Cleveland happen to be in cemeteries? It just seems kind of weird that you would have people weeping while you're sitting there, you know, working off the cheesecake you ate last night.
Maybe they could do a cemetery marathon to raise money for something. That'd be kind of cool. You could easily do a track meet at Lakeview, although there's always people there. But have you ever been to Lakeview? Now you got me on this Lakeview.
Oh, Lakeview's very cool. I have been to Lakeview.
I mean, you got a president in there for after all. You got Garfield in there. You got Rockefeller in there. Man, there are a ton of famous names.
Social media mentions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads like Chuck does. I taught my daughter how to drive in a cemetery. I get that. Like, I guess that's a little less creepy than like getting your laps in a cemetery. I don't know. It just was really weird seeing a whole bunch of kids running in the cemetery like the track team.
It's not like they're running at dawn or right before dawn or anything like that, right? I mean,
it's kind of bizarre.
I don't know. You don't think it's disrespectful, do you?
I mean, nobody.
I'll be honest with you. I'd be fine if there were kids running after I'm gone. If I'm pushing daisies, you guys can all run by my grave.
I guess I'm dead. I don't care what happens.
You know, I don't know. I told you, like, my brother and my dad are near Les Levine, where he's resting. And it is amazing to me the things that people leave on his gravestone. It makes me laugh so hard. And I know Les would appreciate it. There's baseballs on there.
I believe that.
There's tons of golf balls.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Is this morbid that I'm saying this? But no. It makes me smile.
Yeah.
It makes me think, man, what an impact this guy had on people's lives that someone would say, I'm going to take a golf ball and I'm going to go leave that by Les Levine. Think about Rockefeller, man. People throw money at that. Not throw money. They leave money, pennies and quarters and nickels and dimes on his gravesite.
That one I don't totally get because he's got enough. Family's holding up.
Yeah. No, it's not about him. It's family's about you. Okay. You want that same kind of luck the Rockefellers had. Let's not. I mean, don't kid yourself. All right. Speaking of out of the grave now, let's talk about how we can get the Browns out of the graveyard. Okay? How do they win this week? This is not two keys in a lock, by the way. What do they need to do?
They got
to
find explosive plays. It was the most frustrating thing watching that Bengals game was the fact that they couldn't gain more than 10 to 15 yards at any chunk. There was no giant chunk 20-25-yard run, 20-25-yard pass. Like, that's where, if I'm Kevin Stefanski and I'm Tommy Reese and that whole group, I've been in the lab trying to figure out, like, okay, if this is the formula and they figured out the formula in week one, what in God's green earth am I doing to make sure that I can find success against whatever the Bengals were doing? Because other teams are just going to copy it. You have got to find explosive plays. You've got to find explosive plays. That was so frustrating. Watch them. It was like trying to watch a Guardian score runs. Like, it was just like, okay, here's death by 1,000 paper cuts. Let's hope we can have an 18 play drive that gets us in the end zone. That's the number one thing. Is like, if you want to win this game, you've got to find explosive plays.
Do you know what 824 is? Want to guess?
The Lost Rush album?
No, that'd be a great name for a Rush album. No, that's not a bad idea. No, 824. That's the number of yards the Ravens had against the Browns last year. 824. Wow. They had 387 in the game in Cleveland and 437 on January 4th in Baltimore. My point is, as you're sitting here and we're all saying, where are the explosive plays? Where are the downfield plays? Where are they? I'm down with those short yardage plays. If they wanted to pick up 4 yards on every down and just chip their way down the field, that is a recipe for winning this week. Keep the Ravens' offense off the field. I'm in no hurry to get in that end zone anytime. Anytime. You want to have a... First of all, you're taking the ball if you win the flip, right? Take it. Get...
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The ball. We don't want to be down 7-0 before you know it. Take the ball if you win the flip. I don't we got to have the ball short second half. No, you don't. Take the ball. Let Joe and the offense take their time. Be methodical. I know everyone wants to see a gigantic 50-yard touchdown pass. That was great. Joe Flacco overturns. No, that's not it. Keep handing the ball off if you can get more than 3 yards a carry. Eat the clock. The lower the score, the better the chances the Browns have to win this week. We're talking about a team that continues on with the worst number of points per game after last year at 15 point whatever it was. Stop. Slow it down. I'm in no hurry. I know people are like, oh, the Browns don't have any explosive plays. I must have heard that 50 times this week. And I'm like, are you guys nuts? We kept Joe Burrow off the field. He had 7 yards of offense. Joe Flacco, you keep doing your thing, baby. You keep going 5 yards. You keep going 4 yards. I don't care. Don't let their offense on the field. I'm not want to look at 824 yards again over two games.
It's just so hard to get points that way. Every so often you need to be able to have that drive that's like three plays, 75 yards, boom, let's go.
No, we don't need that against the Ravens. We really don't need that.
You need
They're
points.
They're just so antsy.
You've got to
so
find points.
Take the ball first if you can get it first, or make sure you score on that first drive, even if it's 3 points. This is the problem with the Browns. Like, we're always like, you know how we always say they found a way to lose? They found a way to lose last week. They had the right recipe on offense. They had the right recipe on defense. And if they were able to execute the little things, like an extra point and a field goal, they walk away as a week one winner. Slow down. I'm in no hurry. Don't let the Ravens touch the ball. It's the three and outs that are going to kill you, bro. The three and outs are going to kill this team this week. They can't afford any of them.
So there's no part of you that felt any level of frustration watching that Bengal game and going, man, really nice if we could hit Jerry Jeudy for a 50-yard shot here, or even just a 25-yard run. Something that makes the defense not continue to creep that dome down onto your offense. Something that makes it that you could spread it out a little bit more.
Dan, they held Joe Burrow and his two top wide receivers to less than 60 yards last week. Is that defense? Of course it's defense.
Yeah, it's the defense being
but
awesome.
But if he doesn't have the opportunity to try to find them on those plays because he's not on the field, if you think the offense did enough to win last week, with the exception of the kicking game, then they had the right game plan. Flacco's not kicking extra points. Jerry Judy's not kicking field goals.
I'm aware, but boy, wouldn't it have been nice to not be in that situation because you scored touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm down with it, man. I want them to score every time they have the ball, but I know better this week. 824 yards of total offense against the Browns. The last time we played the Ravens, 437 yards. We're not going to win if we walk down that street. We are not winning a shootout against the Baltimore Ravens. We are not. We're not putting 40 on the board. You're going to trust a team that was dead last in the NFL last year with less than 16 points per game.
I'm not saying
to go score 40, to go score 30.
I'm not saying 40 or 30 on the board. I'm saying, isn't there a small part of you that watched that offense last week against the defense that we don't think is going to be very good and think, oh, man, 35 yards right about here would be pretty nice.
It'd be nice
to get a good catch and run to Jerry Jeudy where he makes a dude miss and all of a sudden he's 40 yards down the field. Like, there's no part of you that sees the rest of the league doing this and going,
I hear you.
Why can't I do that?
I don't care about the rest of the league. I care about the Browns. The Browns put themselves in a position to win last week. And if they don't have big plays, it's good for this team because that way you can run a 9, 10 to 12, 13, 14 yard drive and eat the clock. Eat the clock. Can't say it enough. 216-474-0092. That's how you get in the show. When we come back, we're going to talk to Merrill Hodge, former running back, right here, Baskin and Phelps with Dan Madigan.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.